site development. And what tar sands proponents, in partnership with the Harper oil-addicted government, with President Obama and others in the G20, is that, you know, what heavy oil development represents essentially is the next 150 years of big oil. And, you know, whether it's in the desert of Jordan, in the country of Madagascar, the Democratic Republic of Congo, or in the Aranco Tar Belt in Venezuela, or in Russia, there is these types of tar sands deposits all over the planet. And what tar sands proponents here in this country are doing is developing technology transfers for a cut of the pie of these tar sands developments all across the planet. And so, you know, the reason that the tar sands is a G8, G20 issue, the reason that we need to get the message out about this is that, you know, if Canada's tar sands enough as a standalone tipping point development. It's a, you know, it represents a CO2 footprint within itself, not just from the actual CO2 being burnt, getting that oil out from under the boreal forest, and of course refining it and burning it, once it's a market ready fuel, but also in terms of catastrophic, forest loss, because of course within the boreal forest where tar sands is extracted, you know, it's the second fastest rate of deforestation on the planet. And we all know how critical of a carbon sink Canada's boreal forest is from the climate change perspective. And so, you know, part of what we're doing at this gathering and what we've been doing is highlighting the fact that, you know, Canada is very much a launching ground, for the next 150 years of big oil. And we all know that we...
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Another man, you gotta get more creative, girl. I ain't believing you. Stop trying, stop contemplating, girl. Nothing in this world's gonna make me break. It's gonna take much more to get me out your life. I ain't tiptoe time, I'ma tell you straight.
I'm going with you, babe. I'm going with you, baby. I'm going with you, babe. I don't care where you go. Conversation, girl, it really don't matter, cause I'm not leaving you. So you're hanging with another man, you gotta get more creative, girl, I ain't believing you. Stop trying, stop contemplating, girl, nothing in this world's gonna make me break. It's gonna take much more to get me out your life. I ain't tiptoe time, I'ma tell you straight. I'd rather be dead, I'd rather be dead, I'd rather be dead, but six feet in the ground. I'm going.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You're with us from 6 to 7.30 and it's music with a conscience here at Are You Aware? We focus on music that has a positive social justice message or, excuse me, artists that are involved in some kind of philanthropic endeavour. Right there, you just heard R.L. Burnside featuring Lyrics Born, one of the many rappers that we love to highlight here for his contribution, not only in his messages within his music, Lyrics Born, but he is also involved in some philanthropic endeavours, including supporting the Skin Cancer Research Society of Australia. But first, let's talk about R.L. Burnside. He was around from 1926 to 2005. He is a hit country blues singer, songwriter and guitarist. And he got a bit more of a famous sort of, I guess, resurgence in the later years of his life when John Spencer Blues Explosion, a great band from the mid-90s, really focused on his work and produced a collaboration CD with Mr. R.L. Burnside. He had a pretty tumultuous life, actually, including, it's a little bit scary, in 1959 he left Chicago and went back to Mississippi to work the farms and raise a family. He killed a man at a dice game and was convicted of murder and sentenced to only 6 months. Can you believe it? Burnside's boss at the time reputedly pulled strings to keep the murder sentence short due to having need of Burnside's skills as a tractor driver. Burnside later said, and this is a quote, "I didn't mean to kill nobody. I just meant to shoot that son of a bitch in the head. Sorry, Mum." Him dying was between him and the Lord. So even though Burnside is a great blues musician and guitarist, he's a little bit on the scary side. And obviously you wouldn't really want to be playing dice with that guy because you might end up on the wrong side of the shovel, i.e. in the ground. It's been a crazy week this week. I have to say congratulations to the Canucks to finally getting to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's going to be a very exciting week, and I do not doubt that there'll be a lot of calling in sicks and hangovers over the next little while with everyone getting uber excited around the Cup finally coming to Vancouver. But I have a whole schwack of stuff for you guys today, and I'm probably going to keep the talking to a minimum because I want to get through all this great music. Again, I need to say thank you to Sam, who's been helping me out, choosing some great songs and doing some research for me while our co-host, Christian, is on hiatus for a couple of months, and he's put some really great stuff together for you guys that we'll listen to later on. In the meantime, we're going to listen to a new song by Atmosphere. It's their sixth studio album by Minneapolis hip hop group, and it was released just last month, around April 12th. Now, they've been together for quite some time. They have toured a lot, and including, I found out that they once drove like 4 or 5 hours for a $250 gig. So they're really, really involved in touring. They've been around since 1989 and have been involved in the independent hip hop scene for many, many years. So this song we've got for you now is called Millennium Dodo from their most recent album, The Family Sign. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Style rather than maybe. I only act like an asshole. Why don't y'all stand back, let the man grow? I can't tell what town this is, but I know that bill was a counterfeit. Hey bartender, bump a top jar. I gotta think about where to dump this cop's car. I'm too slick, so fuck your bullshit. I'm cooling in the corner with my custom pool stick. My granddad must have played the jazz. When I bleed, you can hear my heartbeat snap. All around the world, it's the same bar. Wishing that the jukebox had some Gangstar. State to state, I chase fate, but my stereo ate all my favorite tapes. So baby doll, you better straighten up the attitude, or you ain't gonna make it with me all the way to Baton Rouge. Call her mama, she make the milk pour. A 94, too high to read the billboard. Got a room at the Best Western. The guy at the front desk look like Les Nessman. Hush now, not a sound. Shut the door and lay a towel down. Y'all run around to figure out what it's all about while I try to find a cure for this cotton mouth. I keep track of the miles I run, but read the flask, say Southside Sun. Took a sip through the hole of my ski mask. Roll till we get to the burbs for the cheap gas. Speed past Millennium Dodo. I got my own lane, I don't wait for the po-po. So order up another plate of oysters. You talk so much, you making my voice hurt. Dental floss inside of the glove box. Radio locked on the classic rock. With the mirror ball, escape from New York style. Double parked outside of the courthouse. The wind chill got a big old butt. My breath fog all the windows up. Take a break from the rotten grapevines. Fill the tank and then spank the state lines. Never make this mountain move, nor you're bound to lose. But I knew that I could count on you. Next round's on you. Is that true? Wash my sins off in the rain. Caught this fish, now light that flame. I only claim what's in my veins. That's my crown and that's my name. Gotta wait till they slash the price for you catch a life. But we can spend half the night with the dashboard light. Is that right? I'm just saying, if it's all a game, you can hang your pain in the hall of fame. Don't make me explain. That's my crown and that's my name. Pickpockets call me Alibaba. I'm here to sell you some magic water. You might know me as Jacob and Malcolm's father. Rest in peace, Idea and Sally Slaughter. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. That, y'all.
Question. What is it that everybody has and some pirates and thieves try to take? The booty.
If you is a poop, then you taking it.
The booty.
If you got one, then you shaking it.
The booty.
Come on, everybody, just eat. That's where the fight will get more inside heat. Come on.
The booty.
If you just a poop, then you taking it.
The booty.
If you got one, then you shaking it.
The booty.
Come on, everybody, just eat. That's where the fight will get more inside heat.
I keep my promise to all of y'all to keep my hitting. Half of y'all clean dub, but me, I like getting. Flipping on brothers just like Gary Lou Retton. Get off that and see what I'm setting. Going with this inside, you just can't get in. This is the lethal pop and you have no weapon. Who was the native brother who keep asses stepping? Make deep impressions and constantly be repping.
When I was young, I'd stress the gouch, yo. Now I'm on Letterman on the couch, yo. The black thing with knobs is called the back door. Can't we be cool instead of being foul, though? Ghetto child dreams of fast cars and fast dollars. Pressures of life sometimes make you holler. Scream all that devil shit and talk like a scholar. You dumb as a doorknob, and why do you bother?
Bike dog, putting a bike back in yours. Top dog, getting it up, flick his paws. MC, from now till I get a frown. Shake that ass, girl, because you world renowned. Wake up, look at the sun, see the sights. Bulldog, you got to die for your rights. MCs, y'all got to work for the mic. Zombies, do it from dusk till the light.
The booty.
If you just a poop, then you taking it.
The booty.
If you got one, then you shaking it.
The booty.
Come on, everybody, just eat. That's where the fight will get my man shy. Come on.
The booty.
If you just a poop, then you taking it.
The booty.
If you got one, then you shaking it.
The booty.
Come on, everybody, just eat. That's where the fight will get my man shy.
La 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 la. La 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 la
yo, it's never the same. Good girls usually got good game. Hot cat tearing that ass out the frills. Lock ass who had no skills, that's the reals. Make this money without the friction. Take this honey, there goes your diction. Rappers better retreat, fix your joints. My whole crew got bumps on their points.
Rumors being spread about me and my clique. We can't rock shows and our rhymes ain't shh. Might not have heard it or maybe you have. Between me and you, they can kiss my ass. Used to get angry, used to get quite vexed. But say what you may, just cash my check. Cause all I'm ever guilty of is going on tour. Doing shows galore and bringing it raw.
The booty.
If you is a crook, then you taking it.
The booty.
And if you got one, then you shaking it.
The booty.
If you is a crook, then you taking it.
The booty.
And if you got one, then you shaking it.
The booty.
If you is a crook, then you taking it.
The booty.
And if you got one, then you shaking it.
The booty.
Come on, everybody, just heat. That's where the flight rule. Give a bitch high heat. Come on.
Timber and CITR are proud to present An Evening with Australian Pop Trailblazers, Architecture in Helsinki, featuring special guests, Hooray for Earth. Architecture in Helsinki are touring the world in support of their LP, Moment Bends, a new record that sees the once sprawling eight-piece trimmed down to a toned five-person ensemble. The synth hooks will be flying. Doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9:30. Advance tickets can be procured from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records. That's Architecture in Helsinki with Hooray for Earth, June 5th at Venue Nightclub.
I push the envelope like U.S. mailmen. We need a leader who is not mischievous, devious from Satan's grip to lead us. Won't retract the facts that act facetious. In fact, the racks are packed with facts to teach us. Reach us, easily leave MC speechless. Read from the palm of the non-believers. Shun them, they wondering how they become underachievers. One of the best, a perennial keynote speaker. And I got it, you want it. Come get it, I'll flaunt it, and I will show you a way to let my people go today. Too high to get over, too low to get under.
Let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't need to wonder.
Let my people go.
I take away the storm cloud, the rain, the thunder.
Let my people go.
Somebody say,
let my people go.
Somebody say,
let my people go.
They're trying to sell lies to the people, huh? Knowing it's hard times for the people, huh? I knock your ass unconscious, put it up on YouTube, then film a sequel so it's free for the people, huh? Go ahead and download it, I'ma teach you how. He is a prophet, a pastor, a preacher with undisputable logic for blasting through your speaker now. I'm trying to learn your monk ass, I'm trying to reach you now. Still you're like, who's this dude? Return to fix shape the game like Rubik's Cube. Chicksies brolic now, ruthless too. Spit the gospel on wax, what he chooses to do. Damn, open your eyes, man, you've been bamboozled by the usual plans. Hit up the middle like Stan Musial. If y'all are telling me today's music is suitable and appealing, and I'm telling you the feelings are not mutual.
I'm too high to get over, too low to get under. Let my people go.
I make it feel so good, you don't have to wonder. Your pants on up. Who wants to see the crack of your ass and see your butt? You need to let all the people go. Faster collect the plate to give me all of my dough. And if you're wondering what's under my robe, my old rusty ass 38 snub nose. Just in case you're thinking that my shit don't work, I said, go on and try robbing my church. Too high to get over, too low to get under.
I'm too low.
I'm too low to get
I make
low.
You feel so good, you
make
don't need to wonder.
So good, you don't wonder.
Let my people.
Let my people love.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just I'm really good today. I apologize, everybody. It's been a long day. That was Pharaoh Monch with his song Let My People Go from his most recent album, War, which is We Are Renegades. He's an American hip-hop artist who's been around for quite some time. Cool Moe D notes, Pharaoh Monch is like an eloquent linguistic professor, moonlighting as a rhyme serial killer terrorist, challenging the listener's IQ while daring him or her to keep up. And as you can tell from that song, it pretty much epitomizes what Cool Moe D says about Pharaoh there. This is his third album and it was released in March, the 22nd of March, so only a couple of weeks ago. It's received a perfect 5-star rating from Hip Hop Game, and Nathan S. of DJ Booth Net awarded the album 4 out of 5 stars, hailing it as nothing but quality. So if you like Pharaoh Monch, go out and check this album out. It's been getting rave reviews, and it is, you know, a pretty decent album. And we love Pharaoh because he says some pretty cool stuff around some pretty amazing social justice issues. And in the middle there, we had, of course, the one, the only Tribe Called Quest with their song Booty from their really, really, really famous album, The Love Movement of the mid-90s. They formed in Queens in New York City in 1985, and it was comprised of Q-Tip, Faith Dog, and Al Shamid Muhammad. They released 5 albums in 8 years, the first one being in 1990 and the last one being in 1998. They're pretty much known as the iconic pioneers of alternative hip hop, having helped to pave the way for innovative hip hop artists like the next artist I'm going to play for you in a minute. But if you like Tribe Called Quest and you've been missing their spot in music over the last sort of 10 to 15 years, a documentary came out in February 2011 entitled Beats, Rhymes and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. And it was actually debuted at the Sundance Film Festival, so obviously it's about the life of Tribe Called Quest. I couldn't find much about their philanthropic work, but they have been huge advocates for alternative and conscious hip-hop music in the early 90s. Now, another band that really made their huge debut in the early 90s as well and came together after being 2 solo artists for a long time just to record this one album that pretty much, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was one of the quintessential hip-hop albums of the early 90s. I'm talking about Mos Def and Talib Kweli with their album Mos Def and Talib Kweli Are Black Star. Now, this was released to critical acclaim in 1998, and it's actually a reference to a Black Star line, which is a shipping lounge founded by the Pan-Africanist Marcus Garvey. And it dealt with a lot of modern day issues, especially around violence in the hip hop community at the time. And the one song that I'm going to play, which is pretty much one of their most famous songs, and if you are a fan of hip hop, you better be singing along to this song because it's a great song. I'm going to play you Definition, of course, from Black Star, and you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord, nights and days and crew. Follow me now. Listen, say high tech, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Say J-Roll, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition. imagine, say you're ruling hip hop. Say black skull, come to rock it up. From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blast away. Accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents on the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? By the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they send the tree at to where the police react. Tell them quality, equality, and tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust, cause it's ghetto fabulous. Life look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type. Who'd have thought they was fronting? Talking loud like you and RCA. Get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. Most heavens, I live quality. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, I said 1, 2, 3. It's kinda dangerous to be an MC. It's shot to Pac and Biggie. Too much violence in hip hop. Why, oh.
I said my hat keep on making it. Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax with the gimmick back. Red Hook where we're living at. Plenty guys we struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows my crop grows and they want me to rock flows. Driving for perfection ever since I was a snot nose. Colossal, true original B-boy apostle. Standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history of spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty, you gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats to hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers and miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. A cypher who complete us as we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us home.
Line.
Good Jesus, most effing quality just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, ease up.
1, 2, 3, most effing talent quality. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. This shot to Pac and Biggie. Hold your head when the beat drop. Why, oh.
Yo, I create off drunk drops and 808 black tops. Grab the mic so you don't react. The double X polo shirt with the hat to match. In fact, we verbally vibrate your track.
Then crush your confidence like plastic condiments. Build you up to break you down like forgotten monuments. The question is this, will they return with the hot shit or keep it on the low?
Yeah, and for you confused bastards, tune up the blues masters. Quick to grip the mic, cruise fast and sound clash. And critical mass, pitiful blast have been deflected. Hypodermic vocals are flash, get you infected.
I don't sip on brew, so this bud's for you. Speak what's spoken to whenever you come through. My vibes fill you and turn on your revenue. You rhyme prostitute for living.
Cause a lot of these kids think that commercial is rock and fly suits and jewelry. But we can rock shows with no rehearsal with the rebels of rhythm and you.
Yeah, cause I'm nice, smooth, hard as a bone. Since I pick up the microphone, I'm hotter than brimstone. The razor sharp, crossbow accurate, and drop the multiverbal milligram supplement. Plus and bent, be your logical word advanced. Been too legit to quit before the hammer pans. The heritage, to the pen converted words to some. And stay blacker than the New York Harlem Renaissance.
No cough, we paint a darker picture in your sector. Perfect verbal architecture, sparking lectures, lyrics infectious. Fuck your Lexus. If you ain't giving God the praise, then it's useless. Like when MCs try to make hits and them shits flop. Running races like they was Penelope pit stop. Envelop the hits, rock bottom. The fish shot got him souped up, but his rhyme is beating his loops up.
Like da da,
like da da,
dee dee da da,
dee dee da da,
ba da da dee dee,
ba da da dee dee,
dee dee da da,
pop pop.
I can see clearly now, top of the pile with my style. Check the profile, it shifts like sundials, crisp like young smiles. We rip and run wild, intent to rock crowds, some bite like rock piles. Your game is disconnected, misdirected, disrespected. When we come in, expect some next shit. The J-U-R-A, classic cool forte. Get low down and dirty like the Illinois.
My heart pumped the rhythm of the militant street life. Soldier with composure up under the street light. The pro style, prototype, professional, media light, shine bright. Now kill all the bullshit, cheap talk and lip service. Jealousy and envy and undertone curses in your verses are the purpose of a nigga living nervous, unsure and uncertain. But about the short circuit,
hey, like da-da, like da-da, dee-dee-da, da-dee-da, da-da-da, 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 like da-da, like da-da, dee-dee-da, da-dee-da, da-da-da, 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 da.
Hey yo, my gift to gab should be sold in bags. Boost up the price tag, make a whack rapper mad. Rely on my right side, secure and I take tight. Takes the tangibles to your man, I'm on the clavicle.
Easily, tune to me, cleverly swelling my treasury. Vocal pedigree for you critics who try to measure me. But leisurely, I'm about to run you down my resume. Had a bundle of struggle from birth to my present day.
Your love don't compute, perhaps you need a boost. A magical flute, some nose candy to tune. Before you get loose, express and tear the roof. You claim you got the juice, but you lame and I'm the loop.
So I associated myself with fossilized figures. Crack the summer sizzler, hit the real live niggas. My influences, gunshots and trauma units. Street trends with material world friends.
Like da-da, like da-da, ba-dee-da-dee-da-da, ba-dee-da-dee-da-da, ba-da-da-dee-dee, ba-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-da-da, ba-ba-ba. Like da-da, like da-da, ba-dee-da-dee-da-da, ba-dee-da-dee-da-da, ba-da-da-dee-dee, ba-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-da-da, ba-ba-ba.
Hey, I'm Sean Lennon, and you're listening to Jurassic
5! Yo, you must have did see a pretty coffin where you like. Cause if you test the champion, man, you're gonna die tonight.
Hard time. There's no love to be found. Having hard time. in this crazy town. Having a hard time. There's no
love. Check it out. 17 years and counting, but trying to climb up the rough side of the mountain. Friends warned me I'ma have to do it without them. No problem, really, it was never about them. So my house, I never come out from. Cause every day a drought, been a shadow without them. I'm down to do whatever if it betters my outcome. The city's like the Autobahn barroom, waiting on Malcolm. Cause people wanna see my blood flow like fountains. I got nowhere to go and still feel like bouncing. I'm looking for the closest window I can route from, or for the highest speaker box that I can shout from. And I'm hoping to feel like something that's real. But it's no hope when you are but a spoke in the wheel. A brick in the wall, trying to find an opening still. Having hard times, trying to climb over the hill.
So many hard times, yeah, yeah. Sleeping on motel floors, yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam Oreos, drinking Thunderbird, baby. Yeah. This crazy town, having hard times. There's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found. Hard times, yeah, yeah. Sleeping on motel floors, yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door, he is spamming off of yours, ringing Thunderbird, baby. Oh, yeah. I don't wanna do it no more. No, 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 no. I don't wanna go back there no more.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that marks the end of our hip-hop segment of the show. I realised over the last few weeks, even, nay I say, months, I haven't really played much hip-hop. So I thought I would open the show with some stellar tracks, some old-school stuff and some new-school stuff. And we just heard John Legend and The Roots with their album from last year, and their song. The album's called Wake Up, and that was a song called Hard Times. Now, this is actually a collaborative studio album, and it was released because they were inspired by the 2008 United States presidential election. All the songs are covers from 1960s and 70s soul music with social themes of awareness, engagement and consciousness. So obviously we love it. In an interview for Billboard, Legend explained the album's conception at the time, stating, "I was in the middle of campaigning for Barack Obama and feeling inspired by the atmosphere in the country at that time. So I wanted to do something musically that reflected that movement." The original idea was to do some sort of covers EP, but the more I got into it with The Roots, it felt like something that should be heard and marketed on its own. And the album was actually inspired by Canadian rock band Arcade Fire's song of the same name, which was featured in, I think, the Where the Wild Things Are somewhere. I remember that from that. Hard Times was actually originally written by Baby Huey and the Babysitters, which I thought was quite interesting. If you want to learn more about where all these great souls songs for the 60s and 70s came from, you can always check out johnlegend.com and you will find more about Wake Up, and obviously The Roots, a brilliant hip-hop band that's been around for the last, say, 15 to 20 years. In the middle there, we heard from a band that was such a huge contender for the alternative hip-hop scene of the early and mid-90s. Unfortunately, they're no longer together, and it is a devastational... It did have, and it still is, a devastational impact on alternative hip-hop, especially the American alternative hip-hop. I'm talking about Jurassic Five, some great hip-hop artists, and they've all pretty much broken up and done their own stuff. I think Charlie Tuna's sort of working on his own solo stuff, kind of maybe working with a little bit of Ozzo Martley, and I know the DJs, DJ Newmark and Cut Chemist, are doing stuff on their own, and I know for a fact that Cut Chemist actually has just come or is about to come to Vancouver. So if you want to hear more of those fat beats from the Jurassic 5 alumni, go check out Cut Chemist Suite. Not Cut Chemist Suite, but Cut Chemist himself. Now, they released a few albums during their time. They released three or four albums, actually. The most recent one was in 2006. Probably the most famous one is Power in Numbers, that was released in 2002. You never know, stranger things have happened. They might get back together and do a show or two. That usually happens when artists are either running out of the money or the tax man is at their door knocking. So we'll see. Jurassic 5 was involved in something pretty cool in 2004 with the likes of Gorilla, Danger Mouse. Waxploitation Records, which is a great record company, and especially they focus more on hip-hop and electronic music, put together a CD titled Genocide in Sudan, and it was released in November in 2004 and included Systems of a Down, Gorillaz, Jill Scott, who's a great artist, Jurassic 5, Thievery Corporation. If you've never seen Thievery Corporation, check them out. They're amazing. Bad Religion, Yoko Ono, Danger Mouse and Muz, as well as Tweaker, The Pretenders, and a whole bunch, including DJ Spooky, of other artists. So as you can tell, there's been a bit of hard rock, a bit of gleeful soul, a bit of crazy electronic, and a lot of others to go in that mix, so that there is a lot of people that would buy that CD. According to the UN, the conflict in Sudan created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with more than 1 million people driven from their homes and up to 50,000 people killed by government-supported militia. The systematic rape of women and the murder of children has been widely reported as well. And now that Sudan has split, I think it's calmed down a little bit, but I still think there is still a lot to be done over there. And not that I really want to talk about rape too much longer, but I did want to remind you guys of something that we talked about here a few months ago now, and I have talked about this organization on numerous times throughout the last year and a half that we've been on the air, because they do such great advocacy work. I'm talking about avaz.org. They really highlight some pretty interesting or pretty horrific stuff that's going on and really call for action huge amounts of people in such a short period of time using the internet. Now, the thing that I wanted to talk to you about today was the Hilton Hotels. I remember telling you guys a while ago that they had a campaign around forcing the Hilton CEO to sign a code of conduct on the rape trade face hard-hitting ads in his hometown. That's what the Avaz were going to do. So many of the hotel chains around the world have signed this code of contract saying basically they will not allow sex slavery or any kind of sexual harassment of women and their staff in a Hilton in any of their hotels. And Hilton hotels were the ones that were lagging behind up until Avaz got wind of it and basically pressured them into signing this code, which is awesome. So within 24 hours, 317,000 Avazes, or people that are involved in Avaz, called on the Hilton CEO to sign the code of conduct. and we got a frantic call from the vice president. You're going to do what? She asked. Hilton had dragged its feet for months and we gave them 4 days and they finally signed. Now, 180,000 hotel employees will be trained to spot and prevent the horror of the sex slavery of women and girls. Obviously, I'm sure that a lot of that sex slavery does happen in many a hotel room around the world. So it's really good to see that, you know, as Avaz always advocates and as we advocate here at RU, where it's really good to see people getting involved through the internet and using the internet to really power some pretty amazing social justice movements and getting people like a conglomerate like the Hilton Hotels to actually change their attitude within 24 hours is a huge win for social justice everywhere. We're shifting gears now. We're going to take it lo-fi for a while and then bring it back up for a couple of more songs. We are going to hear the great Scottish band Bell and Sebastian. They formed in 1996 and they've done a schwack of stuff for many different organisations. In April 2005, members of the band actually visited Israel and the Palestinian territories with the UK charity War on Want. And the group subsequently recorded a song inspired by the trip titled The Eighth Station of the Cross Kebab House, which I kind of liked. War on Want is actually an anti-poverty charity based in London. It highlights the needs of poverty-stricken areas around the world, lobbying governments and international agencies to tackle problems. They also raise public awareness of the concerns of developing nations while supporting organisations around the Third World. War on Want's slogan is Poverty is Political. Its stated focus is on the root cause of poverty rather than its effects, and it places importance on enabling people in poverty to solve their own problems instead of a handout, more like a hand up. Now, if you want to know more about War on Want, and I will promise I will put it on the Facebook pages so you guys don't have to write it now, but just Google War on Want or go www.waronwant.org. Now, the song I'm playing for you guys today is called I'm Not Living in the Real World, and it's from their most recent album that was only released this year, Right About Love. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
For the real world seems so far away, the real world. Up to the bigger school, trying out a be a fool. Here I am, you choose and go.
Let's go get in class and tell the real world.
Tell me what the girls are. Thinking about happiness, thinking about tomorrow, thinking about sorrow, thinking about sorrow.
going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Same time. your good clothes in the car, so cut your hair so no one knows. I have your dreams and your teeth marks, all my fingernails are painted. I'm here to take you now. You were right about the end, it didn't make a difference. Everything I can remember, I remember wrong. How can anybody know how they got to be this way? You must have known I'd do this someday.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we have 32 minutes to get through a bunch of songs, so I'm going to keep this brief. That was The National from their album of a few years ago, Alligator, with their song Daughters of the Soho Riots. The National have become a favourite here at Are You Aware? They've been involved in a whole bunch of stuff, including Dark Was the Night, the 20th Red Hot Organization compilation, which we've talked about Red Hot Organization. They've won over $1 million of the proceeds from album sales were donated to the Red Hot Organization, which is an international organization dedicated to fighting AIDS. And they pretty much disseminate so much money to aid service organisations around the world through their music compilations that they do. The band, another Barack Obama supporter, they actually supported him in 2008 and sold a T-shirt featuring Obama's image with the words, Mr. November. Both a reference from their song from Alligator, which we just heard a different song from, and obviously the US presidential election, and all proceeds were donated to Obama's campaign. Now, the next band we've got is Blue Rodeo, a Canadian pop and country rock band, which was formed in 1984 in Toronto. The Blue Rodeo is one of the most successful and well-known Canadian bands, having released 12 full-length studio albums, 3 live recordings, 1 greatest hits package, and 5 video DVDs, which is absolutely crazy. On April 11th, 2009, Jim Cuddy and Craig Keeler, two of the members of Blue Rodeo, headlined at a small children's charity concert called Hearts Gathering Children in St. Catharines, Ontario. They performed acoustic versions of some of their best-known songs, and funds raised lent support to orphan children in South Africa. As part of 6 homes currently built, I'm not even going to say the word because it's just way too difficult for me, a village near Cape Town, South Africa. Adri's House provides a loving environment for HIV-positive children and AIDS orphans, as well as abandoned, abused and neglected children from the surrounding township. So without further ado, here is Blue Rodeo with their song Lost Together from the album of the same name. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Your love's all I need. All that I North by Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive, takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
La route chante quand je m'en vais. Je fais 3 pas. La route se tait. La route est noire à perte de vue. Je fais 3 pas. La route n'est plus sur la main haute. Je suis monté, la tête est pleine, mais le cœur n'a pas assez. Sur la main haute, je suis monté.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And apologies, I forgot to tell you what the middle song of the last set, not the set you just heard, but the one before was. It was Canada's own The Deers from their most recent album, Degeneration Street with Omega Dog. So apologies for that one. Just then we heard Karen Ann, who's a singer, songwriter, composer, producer, and engineer, basically a lady of all trades. She's based largely in Paris, Tel Aviv, and New York City. In March 2010, Karen played in a benefit concert called Help Rebuild Haiti at City Winery in New York City. It was City Winery's fifth concert since the earthquake that devastated the country in 2010, and Karen and the other artists all performed in the first four benefits, which raised over 100 grand for such organizations as Doctors Without Borders and the Jewish Renaissance Medical Center and Partners in Health. In the middle there, we had Lahasa with her album The Living Road, and that song was, and I apologize for my butchered French, La Marie Haute. I don't know. I never learned French. I know my name is French. I don't know any French. I'm from a different country. Oh, God, it's time for me to get off air. Lahasa del Sol is basically known by the mononym Lahasa, and she's an American-born singer-songwriter. She was raised in Mexico and the United States, and now has divided her adult life between Canada and France. She started singing in a Greek cafe in San Francisco when she was 13. She spent most of her later life in Quebec, and she sang as part of the Lilith Fair, which raised over $10 million for women's charities throughout North America in 3 years. And that's a woman's only event where all the bands and performers are women. Obviously, men and women can come and see the show, but only women perform. Unfortunately, after a 21-month-long battle with breast cancer, Lahasa died at age 37 in January of last year in Montreal, which is very sad, but she has left a beautiful legacy, and that was a haunting tune. Now, I want to try and fit in two songs, and the next song is 8 minutes long, so are you ready for some fun times? This is Devendra Bayernhardt with her song Seahorse from her most recent album, Smokey Rolls Down the Thunder Canyon, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I'm high and I'm happy and I'm free. I got my whole heart laid out right in front of me. And I finally can see who it's always been. The need for peace starts from within. So I leave my positions to the wind, and I'm done with ever wanting anything. But I can die satisfied, no desires do I hide. Not today, not today, nor for the next 1,000 lives.
You're listening to the closing minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Devendra's Banhart's epic song Seahorse, 8 minutes and 4 seconds of pure deliciousness. The last band that we've got here for you tonight is The Trues. They're a Canadian rock band from Antigonish in Nova Scotia. Apologies for any Nova Scotians out there that I didn't say the name right, but you know, I'm not from here, so that's my excuse. This song is called Highway of Heroes and it's a single. The song tuned into a tribute to not only Canadian soldiers who have lost their lives, but a whole bunch of people that have lost their lives along that area. If you enjoyed the show, please follow us on Facebook or email us and let us know what you love, what you don't like. We have Darren coming in next with Stereoscopic Reboot, which is going to be fabulous. I will see you next week. Go Canucks, go! You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Shipped out, the numbered a dozen. Upon my return, we're 100 or so from the coast and from the prairies. I bet they keep coming. Add one more name from Ontario and carry me home down the highway of heroes. People above, with the flags flying low, carry me softly down the highway of heroes. True patriot love, there was never more. I serve with distinction, no visions of glory. I serve without question, a personal gain. Seek no justification, it's not part of my story. And it offers no comfort to the ones who remain. Just carry me home down the highway of heroes. People above, the flags flying low, carry me softly down the highway of heroes. True patriot love, there was never more. Took up my vocation, I was called by my nation. Without hesitation, my answer I gave. Now I'm not wondering the things that I might have been. A no consolation to the forgotten brave. So carry me home down the highway of heroes. With the flags flying low, carry me softly down the highway of heroes. True patriot love, there was never more. Carry me home down the highway of heroes. People I love with the hands down low, carry me softly down the highway. There was never more. There was never.
nevermore.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! Do you understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.